Audio point 3. Chirk Bank. On this side of the bridge, near to the modern garages, was the busy Chirk Bank wharf.
Imagine the scene, with loading and unloading, horses, men and boats.
Families also lived in Canal View cottages here, which were all built for the workers in the 19th century. On the other side of the road was the Chirk Bank Bridge Wharf. On the site of the car park, there were once stables and warehouses.
They had a little warehouse that they held concerts in. There was no other public room. So they used it for concerts and bits of things like that, you know.
Just past the bridge into Chirk Bank, you can see a row of houses. These were originally all one building. In fact, a late 18th century drinking house called the Canal Tavern.
The stagecoaches would come through here, and there used to be a coaching house.
That's right, it's just behind the phone box.
Yeah, across the road where the post office are, there used to be the stables.
When Telford built the Holyhead Road, the publican moved to the Bridge Inn, where he could make the most of the new road and the canal traffic.
The Chirk Bank, the trap itself, got its name because, obviously, in those days, you didn't have tarmac roads, and it's a steep bank, easy enough going down, but coming back up with a heavy load. Apparently, there used to be teams of horses at the bottom to help pull the other teams up. And that's why they called it a trap, because unless you had those teams down there, you wouldn't get up the bank.
The bridge here, known as Monk's Bridge, is another example of Telford's revolutionary design. Because he used cast iron support beams, the bridge is wide enough for a horse to tow the boat underneath it. If you look at the inside corners of the arch, you should spot the grooves that the tow ropes have cut into them over the years. Cross over the road and continue to follow the canal until you come to a row of cottages known as Aqueduct Cottages on the right-hand side. Here you should play Audio Point 4.